والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على بقية الله في بلاده وحجته على عباده المنتهى إليه مواريث الأنبياء ولديه موجود آثار الأصفياء المؤتمن على السر والولي للأمر. السلام على المهدي الذي وعد الله عز وجل به الأمم أن يجمع به الكلم ويلم به الشعث ويملأ الأرض ويملأ به الأرض قسطا وعدلا. Recite aloud, salawated and gifted to Mahdi. We thank Allah, alhamdulillah, that He gave us another tawfiq, an opportunity to be able to be in the majlis of Imam Zaman, Imam of Asr, alayhi salam. If you truly look, you see that's a blessing from Allah to us that we had the tawfiq to be here. How many of the people of Muslimin, of Shia, that they are living, you know, in this world, in this state, in this city, but they don't have the opportunity to be able to come to this majlis. We believe in order to coming to this type of majalis, Allah should give us the permission to be able to attend. And we thank Allah that He gave us this tawfiq, alhamdulillah, to be here. Those people who are happy on this great birthday of Imam of As, recite aloud, salawat ala Muhammad. Make it louder. وَعَجَّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. When you look at the history of the world, you see that Allah, as we know, sent 124,000 prophets. 124,000 prophets for one purpose and with one mission. If we have 10 people, 20 people in one place for one mission, sometimes they make, you know, fight within them. We said we have to do this, the other one says we have to do that. 124,000 people came for one purpose and one mission, to establish the kalima of Tawheed and to lead people to worship one God. And the highest level of that kalima Tawheed shows itself in Islam. As the last religion, Islam has the highest level of the Tawheed. Education of Tawheed, right? You see that at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has to teach people by telling them, look at the sun that you're, you know, you're worshipping it is going to go down sunset, so it's not a good one. You see the level, it's like still in the lower levels. When it comes later, Prophet, you know, it comes later to Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that this level is coming up. So all these people, all these prophets, 124,000 prophets, they came, we can say, to establish Islam, Ali, Islam for us and for humanity. Why am I saying it? What's your proof, Sayyid? Let's ask Quran, right? What is the proof from Quran? Because Musa, Ibrahim, Isa, all the prophets, they wish to be part of Muslimin and they were Muslim. Quran says, Rabbana, Ibrahim says, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ. This is Quran. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتَنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. Ya Allah, let us be Muslim, part of Muslimin, from Taslim, to be submitted to you, right? So this is the reason that they all work to bring Islam. And we know that prophets, they all had one main characteristics, right? So it came all the way from Prophet Adam to Rasulullah, and all the way from Rasulullah, we know that the person who will finish this mission is whom? Is Imam of As, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. the mission of 124,000 people would be finished with the hands of the last person would come from the chain of Ahlul Bayt. 124,000. And you know that these people, 124,000 people, were the best of people that Allah had, right? That's where they were in this mission, in this job. That means that Imam should have all the attributes and the beauties that all 124,000 people, the prophets, had. He should have them all in one place. Because he's going to finish their mission, right? He has to know what happened. He has all the beauties. When you look at the month of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr, we said this is the Ziyafat Allah, right? This is a ceremony that Allah has for His servants, right? His Ibad. Do you know that who is in charge of giving and helping the guest in this party, in this ceremony? Who is going to share the sustenance among the makhlukat? Who is it? Allah said would happen by the Imam of each Asr. So if I want to get whatever I want from Allah, it will come through the Imam of Asr alayhi salam. That's the importance of this night. But, you know, the question here is that when you look at the topic of Mahdawiyat, the topic of Imam Mahdi, you see that this is one of those topics, the rare topics, that we have a lot of things in Islam that is talking about it. A lot. Even before it happened. Look at this. You know, another topic that it was like this, it was Ashura. Before Ashura happened, we know that all Anbiya, they knew about it. Jibreel was coming to Anbiya and they were telling them. Before Ashura happened, the topic of Mahdaviyat and the Savior of the world is one of those topics that before it happened, we had a lot of things that we were talking about it. There's a guy called Hassan ibn Mahbub. He wrote a book about Imam Mahdi in 234 Hijri, 20 years before the birth of Imam Mahdi. Does it show how important this topic, the topic of Mahdaviyat? We have almost 30 books and papers or different things from only Ahlus Sunnah about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There is a person called Genji Shafi'i. He has a book called Al-Bayan fi Akhbar Sahib al-Zaman. And in the introduction of this book, I'm telling these things, the biography, so you know what are you hearing. And what is the importance of this? That it doesn't belong to us only. It doesn't belong to one section Shia. It belongs to humanity, this topic. This guy, Genji Shafi, Al-Bayan fi Akhbar al-Sahab, in the introduction, he says, وَجَعَلْتُهُ عَارِيًا مِنْ أَحَادِيثِ الشِّيَعَ. I make this book without using any of the ahadith and traditions of Shia. Only using the ahadith of Ahlul Sunnah about Imam of Az. And he wrote a book. So, but we heard a lot that the topic of Savior and the Mahdi, a person who's going to come and save the world and humanity, it doesn't belong to Islam, right? It doesn't belong to Shia, doesn't belong to Islam. The Christianity, they have it. Judaism, they have it. Even all other, you know, that, you know, school of thought and religions, they have. The topic about someone, the Savior would come, the Messiah, the Savior would come and save the world. So you might have this question, then what is the difference between us and them? We believe in Mahdi will come, maybe different names, and they have the same beliefs that someone would come, the first person would come and save the humanity. Specifically youth, you might have this question. What is the difference between me and my Christian friends? Because they believe in the same thing, that the Savior, the Messiah would come and save them. And what? We see in Hollywood movies, right? That there is always one person coming and save the other people, right? There's always a person, there's always a chaos. Look at the movies. There's always a chaos in the world, right? And all of a sudden, there's someone coming out of nowhere and helping all others, and he's the hero. So they believe in this thing as well. They wrote books about it. about the person who's going to come and save the world, the Savior. So what is the difference between? Remember, I always emphasize on what? On education, on beliefs. We should be strong believers. If you're sitting here, if you leave this room, inshallah, after that, we should be able to defend the Imam of Asr, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So what is the difference? I'm going to, inshallah, quickly, less than 2 hours, right? My speech is going to be less than 2 hours, I promise, with the short amal after that. So I want to prove it within, you know, few factors, how we can prove it, the difference between our beliefs about the Savior, Imam Mahdi, and other people, other beliefs and other school of thought. The first difference between us and other people is that the beliefs of other people about the Savior of the world is mixed up with superstitions and fake stories. It's all fake. Someone with some magical something, you know, power is going to come and suddenly going to do something. And you know the Matrix, right? The movie. When you shoot him, he's going to, you know, very flexible. He's going to come down and go down. The bullets is not going to hit him. You know, this type of magical things, oh, fantasy things from the world. It's all mixed. Go read it. Other people's stories about the Savior. It's mixed with superstitions and fake stories that someone's going to save the humanity. But when it comes to us, to our school of thought, tashayyu, because of the precise information and reports that we have from Ahlul Bayt, we have exact information about who is Imam and what's going to happen with the reappearance of Imam. Remember I said we are connected through the chain of Ahlul Bayt to the source of Rasalat, to the source of Wahy. This source that is coming right now to us brings the most precise information for us. So we don't need to make a fictional stories about Imam Mahdi. We have the real stories about Imam Mahdi, right? In Quran, we have 300 ayat, verses about Imam Mahdi. Oh, you mean there's a name of Imam Mahdi? No. Some of the ayat, we have tafsir and we have what? Ta'wil. Tafsir is the sha'an al-nuzul, is the reason that this ayat, this verse, has been revealed because of that person, because of this. Some of the ayat has another meaning, another reason, but you can do ta'wil, you can relate it to another story as well. The story of Imam Mahdi is one of those that you can relate 300 ayat about this. There is a book called Muntakhab al-Asr from Ayatollah Safi. He, you know, gathered all these ahadith together about Imam Mahdi. Almost 6,000 traditions we have in Islam about the topic of Mahdabiyat. This is important. It's important because it is related to the destination of this world, right? We're going to see Allah all the time talk in Quran and, you know, before in other holy books about that these people, you know, the mu'mineen, the ibad, the servants of Allah are going to be the winners, right? So we have to see what's the end. The second difference between our beliefs and other people's beliefs, other religions about the Savior, is that the majority of them, they believe that Mahdi or the Savior is not born yet. Will be born later on, almost at the end of the world. He's not born yet. But look, what is our beliefs about our beloved Imam? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is a hadith, the tradition from Imam Ma'sum, infallible Imam, right? He's talking and he's introducing Imam of Asr, our Imam of Asr, Imam Mahdi. He said, the last Imam, yataraddadu baynahum, he walks among them. وَيَمْشِي فِي أَسْوَاقِهِمْ, he walks in their bazaar, in the stores that they have, he walks among them. يَتَعُ فُرُوشَهُمْ, he comes to their masajid, to their majalis, to the gathering that they have. He comes here. What if Imam Mahdi tonight is here? This is hadith from Imam Sadiq, right? What if he's next to me? What is he's close to me? What is he's around me? This is the hadith from Imam Ma'soom. وَيَتْعُ فُرُوشَهُمْ تُسَلِّمْ عَلَى الْجَمَاعِ. He comes, he says salam to Jama'ah. Say hi to people. وَتَسْمَعُ الْكَلَامِ. He hear us. You see the difference between the aqaid, the beliefs? You see how intimate we are with our beloved Imam? He's among us. He's seeing us. Some of the riwayah says when he comes back, inshallah, some people, they see him, they said, I saw him before. I know him. He's among us. He's seeing us. He's with us. He comes to our majalis. You see how intimately is our relationship with him. Not that he will born somewhere and sometime. No, he is here. He is among us. And you see the benefits of that. When Imam is among us, it's like a commander. He's still in the army. You see how joy and how strong is the army? He said the commander is not there yet. He will come. The army is not that strong. But he is there. He's with us. In Dua Nutbah, you recite that he is وَسَبَبُ الْمُتَّصِلُ بَيْنَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. This is the reason that we see, you know, we believe that the hadith from Ma'soom, لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةِ لَصَاخَتِ الْعَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. If the hujjat of Allah, the infallible Ma'soom Imam, is not on the earth would swallow the people. The سبب المتصل بين الأرض والسماء. The reason that the sky is still there is the wujud of the representative of Allah on the earth. And he is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. That's why we read and we recite Azizun alayya an ara al-khalq wa la tura. Because of this intimate relationship, Ya Imam, it's difficult for me to see all other people around me, but I can't see you. It's difficult for me. You are here, you're among us. In the ziyarah it says, وَمِدَارُ الدَّهْرُ وَنَوَامِيسُ الْعَاصُرُ. He's the axis of this universe. What if I'm in the street, I'm somewhere, I'm doing something that is not appropriate? And the hadith from Imam Sadiq is, he said he's among them, he's in their stores, he's in their bazaars. What if I'm there, na'uzu billah, I'm doing something wrong, and Imam is standing there on the corner and he's watching me? Huh? He's among us. But how can I get benefit from it, right? I can see Imam. So what is it? So if I don't see it, if he's not with me, he's not physically there, how can I get benefit from it, right? Someone asked this question from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says, if he's not among them, how do they get? Because you are here. The companion of Rasul says, you are here, right? We have question, we come to you, we ask. Then if he's not there, how do they get help from him? Imam Rasulullah says this, يَنْتَفِعُونَ بِهِ كَالْإِنْتِفَاعَ بِالشَّمْسِ وَإِنْ سَتَرَهَا صَحَابِ. They will get benefit from him like when you get benefit from the sun that is behind the clouds, right? You still see the lights. It's still day. It's still warm. There is something between you and the sun. What is it? It's the hijab. It's the cloud. What is that cloud? It's my a'mal. It's my sins. The obstacles that I can't see. And you know, we probably heard this hadith, but do you know that the benefits of the sun is not only for giving, you know, heat and the light, right? Because of the heat, the gravity, because of the sun and the gravity of the sun, you know that all the space is rotating around the sun properly, right? Because of the gravity of the sun, everything works properly. Because of the gravity of Imam of Asr, Imam Mahdi, everything in this world is working properly. And it's not... He is a representative of Allah on the earth. And he doesn't have anything from himself. It's all from Allah. Remember the hadith? I believe it was Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He says, don't think we are relatives of Allah, so Allah chose us because we are relatives of Allah. So let's, you become Imam. No. He said, we are Imam, we are infallible because what? Because of our amal. Because Imam Hussein, he had the choice to change his way and not to go to Karbala, right? He's a human being. He can say, you know what? All these little children and then my wives and my children and my family, my brothers, why should I go to Karbala? He had the choice to say that. He's a human being. But he decided to go there because what? Because my master's wanted. This is my master's will. I will do it because he wants. We know that they had choice, but they did it. That's the reason that they become and they got to this position. I have a very special gift tonight. Some people are smiling. They know what type of gift is that, right? A very special gift for you. That this is one of the most amazing gifts that you will have for the entire of your life. And I prove it to you why I'm saying it. If you recite Salawat ala Muhammad, I will give you the gift. At the time of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq, some of the companions, one of them called Abu Basir, in this rawayah is in Usul Kafi, you can go find it. He is talking to his friend Abdullah ibn Salim. He's saying, Abdullah, I want to give you a hadith. Listen, I want 100% of your attention. That's important. He said to Abu Basir, to Abdullah, he said, I want to give you a hadith and narrate a hadith to you. That if you didn't hear any hadith in your life from Ahlul Bayt, from Rasulullah, this hadith would be enough for you. You haven't heard any hadith from Ahlul Bayt. Just this hadith is enough for you. You see the importance, right? What is the hadith? Says that Imam Baqir alayhi salam, he saw Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. Jabir is one of the companions of Rasulullah. He had a blessed life. He saw five ma'asum from Rasulullah all the way to Imam Baqir. Rasulullah told him, you're going to see the fifth Imam. And he came all the way from Rasulullah to Imam Baqir. And the hadith is that one day, Imam, he saw Jabir in the street. And he told him, Jabir, I want to talk to you about something. When do you have time? Imam Sadiq is, Imam Baqir is saying, who? Jabir, when do you have time? Jabir says, my time is all yours. Don't have to ask. Just you tell me whenever. Anyways, they got together and Imam is asking Jabir, Ya Jabir, I want you to narrate, to tell me, to report the story of the Mus'haf of my mother Zahra Salamullah alayha. Tell me the story of the Mus'haf. Mus'haf means the tablet. The Mus'haf, not the electronic tablets. Because all the youth like, oh my God, at that time they had tablet. You know, the Mus'haf of my mother, Zahra Salamullah alayha. So, Jabir says one day, it was the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He says, I went to the house of Amir al-Mu'minin, Hazrat Zahra Salamullah alayhi ma, to say the congratulations for, you know, the baby, the new born baby that they have. So I went there and I saw that there is a nice tablet, green like an emerald, like zamurrud, emerald green next to the Zahra Salamullah alayha. And I saw it, there's something written on this tablet, shiny like sun. It's like shining like sun. So I asked her, what is this tablet next to you? He says, because of this occasion, the birthday of Imam Hussein, Allah gave this gift. He gave this gift to Rasulullah and he gave it to me, Zahra Salamullah alayha, as a gift of the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A gift from who? The master. To whom? The best of all human beings, Rasulullah. And then giving it to whom? To Zahra Salamullah. It's an important gift. What is it? Imam says, okay, what was written on it? It says they were reciting, they were hearing, Jabir was hearing that what is written on this tablet. He said it started this tablet like this. Kitabun min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim li Muhammadin nabihi wa nurih. This is a letter, kitab, from Allah Aziz and Hakim to his Rasul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't want to go through the details. I want to go to the point that I want to talk to you about. He says, then it started after the name of Rasulullah talking and introducing the name of each, every single of the Imams. From Amir al-Mu'minin, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. He came all the way to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This tablet is introducing Imam Sadiq like this. He says that Imam Sadiq, Allah is saying, right? I will make him happy. The Imam, I will make him happy by his friends and his companions. Okay, I will make him happy by his friends and his companions. And it came all the way, don't forget this, by his friends and him. He came all the way introducing after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, all the way to the last Imam, the 12th Imam, and he is introducing this way. And I will, Allah is saying, I will finish the Imamat by Mim, He, Mim, Dal. One of the names of Imam of Asr is Muhammad. That he has all the attributes of Anbiya. Remember at the beginning of my speech? He has all the attributes, Allah is saying. He has all the attributes of Anbiya. And this is the important part. In his presence, Allah is saying, my friend will be oppressed and humiliated. أُولَٰئِكَ أَوْلِيَاءِ حَقًا. Definitely, they are my friends. Did you get the point? When it was Imam Sadiq, he says, I will make him happy by his friends. When it came to Ashab and to friends of Imam of Asr, Allah says, my friends. You see the difference? You guys, inshallah, being called the friends of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Jalla Dhikru. This is your value. This is your value. Allah called you guys his own friends. They are my friend. When it comes to love of Allah, he's very possessive. When he loves some people, the mu'mineen, he's like, they are mine. They are my friends. I will take care of them. And we're talking about the master of the universe, right? The Lord, Allah. Imagine if I am a friend of someone a little bit has authority and is an important person, I will be so happy, right? What if I be the friends of the master of the world? It's very important. That's why Imam Sadiq is talking to Shaqran and says, Ya Shaqran, Inna al-Hasan min kulli ahad hasan wa minka ahsan limakanika minna. All goodness and good a'mal is good from everyone, right? But from you is better, is more important. Why? Limakanika minna. Because you're related to us. Because they say he's Shia. The good thing is better and more important than you because you're related to us. وَإِنَّ الْقَبِيهِ مِنْ كُلَّ أَحَدْ قَبِيهِ وَإِنَّهُ مِنْكَ أَقْبَهِ. And bad things, evil things are bad from everyone, but from you is worse. Why? Because you're related to me, to us. If I do something in this street, I'm still young, so I have time. Okay, but you're related. They call you, they see you, that you are Muslim, you are Shia. You're not only one individual person. You are a representative of Islam in the university. Oh my God, I've never looked at that like this way. Yes, you are representative of the tashayyu, of the school of thought that we have. Tashayyu, when you go with your American friends, non-Muslim friends, they call you Shia, they call you Muslim, and they see everything, Islam in you. Am I right or not? When you do something like, oh, is it Islam? Have you heard or not? Have they asked you or not? So Muslims are like this. So I didn't know if I do something good, not only is good for me, they admire me. They said, Wow, you are Muslim, you are Shia. لَمَكَانِكَ مِنَّا. And if I do something wrong, I'm destroying the future of other brothers and sisters as well. So the question is here. The question is that if I have this beloved Imam among me and my friends and everybody else, and he's seeing us, he's with us, maybe he's here right now. And we're not joking. We got it from the hadith of Imam Ma'sum, right? If he might be here, how can I be having the appropriate behavior? And I want to ask this question from myself, by the way, first. First, I'm talking to myself, and then I'm sharing my thoughts with you. How many times a day I remember my Imam? How many times? One time? Two times? How many times in a week I remember Imam? Well, Imam, why are you not coming back? You look at the world, look at Samira, look at this, they are waiting for you. He needs people to help him, right? He's going to come. He needs some people to help him. Inshallah, I'm going to be one of them. So how many times a day, a week, a month, I remember him? We all say, where are you? Why are you not coming back? Am I in pain that Imam is not here? Huh? Am I in pain or just like, yes, you come back, inshallah, everything. Oh, I'm pain. I can't. Azizun alayya. It's difficult for me to see people and not you. How many times a day I remember him? If I miss and I leave my cell phone at home and I go to work, you all experience this. How many times a day I'll do this? Oh my God, I missed. Unconsciously, you touch your pockets, you're looking for your cell phones, right? It happened to you guys, I'm sure. You know it's not with you, you didn't have it, but you just like unconsciously touch your pockets to see, oh, I forgot I don't have it. Huh. Some people I see, they have tears in their eyes. They know what that means. I don't want to compare it, it's not good. But how many times a day I remember him? I go to the university. And maybe he's around me. He's on campus. He's seeing me. He says, I expect you to do something. And I'm behind you. I'm with you. And I'm proud of you. You have the hadith that says, Allah says, when a young person saying two rak'at salat at night, when he wakes up in the middle of the night, no one is there. Everybody is sleeping. He wakes up. He said, two rakat salat. Young one is better than, I don't know, probably 1,000 rakat of the older one, the old person. Allah sometimes said, I will be proud of my young ibad in front of my malaik. He said, you see this young ibad that I have, this young servant? This is the reason of creation of Adam. You see how beautiful he is? How nice she is? You see the hijab that she has? You see sometimes people talking bad about her hijab and making fun of her, and she's so proud of herself. And she's saying, I'm the follower of Mahdi and Zahra salamullah alayhima. I'm so happy that you're telling this, because I look at you, you don't have knowledge. Have I ever looked at this topics from this way? Let me share a story with you. One of those people that he could see Imam, it called Ali ibn Mahziyar Ahwazi. This is in Bahar al-Anwar. Allama Majlisi reported this hadith, this story. Ali ibn Mahziyar, he was in love with Imam Mahdi and he wanted to go and see Imam. 20 times he went to Mecca for Hajj to inshallah see Imam. And not this time that you go with airplane. 20 times that each travel took probably 7-6 months, right? At that time, 20 times he went to Hajj and come back. He couldn't see Imam. The last travel that he had, the 20th one, he was so disappointed. 19 times I went, I couldn't see Imam. The last Hajj that he went there, somehow he could see the khayma, the tent of Imam. And they told him, Imam is there in that tent. I want you one second, close your eyes and imagine that you are there right there. That they tell you, you know, my brother, you see that tent? Your Imam is in that tent. Within a couple of seconds, you can enter that tent. How can I enter that tent? What can I say to Imam? Did he say, I want to be proud of you? Ali ibn Mahsur, he said, I saw the tent. It's amazing. He said, I opened the tent. I went in and I saw Imam. And he is describing all the physical characteristics of Imam, how he looked out. But this part is important for me. He said, when Imam saw him after 19 times, 20 times Hajj, when Imam saw him, Imam told him, Ya Abul Hasan, the kunya, the title of Ali ibn Mas'ud was Abul Hasan. Ya Abul Hasan, قد كنا نتوقعك ليلا ونهارا فما الذي بتع بك علينا يا أبا الحسن علي بن معزيان. I was waiting for you every night and every day. So where have you been? He came 20 times to Hajj. Imam is telling him, I was waiting for you. You think you were waiting for me? You were looking for me? No, I was waiting for you. Where have you been? Imam is telling him. We think, oh, we are looking for Imam. We get majesty. No, he is crying for us right now. He knows what's going on in the community, in the world. He has the power to do it, right? Like his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, at the time that they attacked the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he had the power to kill all of them, right? But he had to wait. Rasulullah told him to wait. And Ali has the power. He's the one who pulled out the Khaybar's door, right? A Yahudi guy, a Jewish guy, became Muslim when he saw that Amir al-Mu'minin is chained and he's doing nothing. He says, there is a reason that Ali is waiting. The sabr of Ali, there is a reason behind it. Why? Because I was in Khaybar and I saw that when Ali pulled out the door of Khaybar, it is impossible that Ali wait and see that they are hitting his wife and doing nothing. He became Muslim. And Imam Mahdi, he had the power. You see Samira, we see Karbala, we are like so upset, right? You are like this simple, nice, alhamdulillah, mu'min Shia. You're upset. Imagine what's going on in the heart of Mahdi. He is waiting for us. We're not waiting for him. He wants us to become closer to him, be with him. I thought every year it's come to 15th of Sha'ban and it goes, I'm so happy to come to the masjid, let's go home, and then next year. I didn't know that there's a hadith, Imam says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, they saw Imam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he went to visit one of his Shi'ayan that he had fever, he had sick. They saw Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's so upset. Says, Ya Ali, why you are so upset? He is sick. He said, when our Shia get sick, they have problem, we become sad. When you get sick, Amir al-Mu'minin get sad because you're sick. When you have a problem, Zahra salamullah alayha, she becomes sad. When I'm doing something wrong and they're seeing me, I don't want to say that. If I look at my amal, really, how many times I broke the heart of Mahdi salamullah alayhi. Good for your tears, mashallah. You know the value of these tears, you know that. This is the tears of those people who are expecting their beloved imam, beloved commander to come. Good for you guys. Good that you are, alhamdulillah, have the tawfiq to be like this. Tomorrow I will talk more about this. But let me just explain a little bit and then I'll go. When it comes to Muharram this year, try to analyze what was happening in Muharram. Some people waiting for their Imam of Asr in Kufa, writing letters, not one, two, thousand and thousand letters to their Imam of Asr. And they're complaining, "Ya Imam, why you're not coming? We need you." And they're Shia? Yes, they're Shia as well. What happened that the same people that they were writing letters to the Imam of Asr at that time, Imam Hussein, they were inviting him to come back. Then when he came, they stood in front of him, analyzing the society of Imam Hussein at that time. What was wrong at that society? Look at the difference between our time and the time of Imam Hussein. Some people, some of the Shia'ian, they're waiting for Imam. We are waiting for our Imam. What happened? Amir al-Mu'minin says, you look at the history and you get lesson from the history, right? What happened that at that time? I'm going to analyze it. I don't want to repeat it again. I know some people made a mistake. What happened into that society that they stood in front of the Imam of Asr? What is a guarantee that I won't stand in front of my Imam? When you look at this, you see that it was a difference in Hamal. They were just claiming, "Yes, we are Shia, we're waiting for you while you're not coming." As soon as he wanted to come, and the army of Yazid was coming and pushing a little bit force around him, they says, "Okay, sorry about that. I don't want you. I don't want that happen again, right? I want to make sure when I am going to, inshallah, tonight, write a letter to Imam of Asr and invite him that we are ready to help you while you're not coming back. This time, I want to analyze my life with the life of those people to make sure I'm not going to make those mistakes." And what is it? When you look at the life of the words of Ahlul Bayt, they said, "We want you to show it in Amal." And I'm talking to parents. When it comes to your children, you say what? "Yes, this celebration is American celebration. This celebration is not for Muslim celebration. We're not going to celebrate. We're not going to put the lights around the house. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. This is Christmas. This is what? This is what? This is what?" Right? We hear a lot from parents. You're saying this, but do you put lights around your house when it comes to 15th of Sha'ban? Do you give them gifts? They've been raised, born, raised here. Do you give them gifts when it comes to 15th of Sha'ban? "Oh, Christmas is not..." So what? How about the 15th of Sha'ban is for you? And Imam says, "Yafrahuna lifarahna." You should be happy. You're happy here. But do you transfer this happiness to your children as well? Do you give some gifts? Do they see that my parents are happier today? What's going on? "Oh, this is the birthday of Imam Zaman, inshallah." Do I do it in Amal? When I talk about Amal, it doesn't mean just saying prayer and then fasting and then going home and coming to a center and go, no. The Amal, that means a lifestyle. The Islamic Shia lifestyle, if you're talking about it. Then when we look at this, did I do it? Then when my kids are a little bit older, they're coming to me, say it, "Please help me. Ya Allah, please help me." So what did you do? Youth, cover your ears. I don't want you to hear. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I have to do it, right? Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Another salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Yes, this is part of the tarbiyat of Islam that I want to, you know, to train my kids Islamically. What am I doing? When it comes to the birthday of this imam, the birthday of that imam, I'm happy. I'm wearing the nice clothing, the best clothing that I have. I go to work. I'm so happy. And then my non-Muslim friends are like, "What happened? Did you hear the jackpot or what? Why are you so happy?" No, this is the birthday of Imam Mahdi, beloved imam. Who is Imam Mahdi? This is Imam Mahdi. That's enough. believe me, he will go Google it. I have the experience. I have the people that I can show you. They hear one thing, and they go find, or they go look for it, and they become Muslim. This is the time of the happiness. Am I different when it comes to my relationship with my wife, with my husband? Is it different? Because this is the birthday of Imam of Az, am I more happier? And am I in my house somehow that shows that I'm happy no matter what kind of problem we have? No matter how difficult, financial, I don't know, physical, something problem we might have, right? But am I happy? Am I showing it in practice or not? Just claiming. No, I have to do it. I have to show it. This is part of the tarbiyah. And then you do it. Put the lights around your house when it comes to the birthday of Imam, the happiness occasion that we happy occasion that we have, this and that and that. Give each other gifts. It's okay if you give the financial gifts. Not just like me, all spiritual. Yeah, these are very expensive, by the way, because you can't pay it in the money. That's why these are, you know, the hadith. Can you put any money compared with money? No, you can't, right? Yeah, yeah. So, I'm wrapping it up, inshallah. We're still having time a little bit for month of Shaaban. Can you believe that I came last week and says, Alhamdulillah, it's the beginning of Shaaban, right? And I'm saying, Alhamdulillah, we're passing 15th of Shaaban. Believe me, next week I'll come, says, Alhamdulillah, it's gone, it's Ramadan. What is the difference in me, myself, since last week, the beginning of Shaaban? Analyzing, right? You know, in computer scientists, they analyze the performance of the computer, the performance of this machine and that machine, right? If they see the rate of the performance is what? Is lower than last month, is lower than last week, this is something is wrong. We have to fix it. I have to analyze my performance, Islamic performance, social performance as well, right? See, what is my performance is right now? From the beginning of Shaaban until now, I feel much better, Alhamdulillah. I'm doing better. I'm closer to Allah, my iman, my relationship. MashaAllah, good. You have to do more, right? No, I think I'm the same. Ah, this is a good question. You still have time. The last 10 days of Shaaban, there's a recommended dua that says, Ya Allah, in lam takur. If you didn't forgive us the previous days of Shaaban, please forgive us within the rest of Shaaban that we have. We want to make sure, inshallah, again, this Ramadan, this Shaaban, this Ramadan, we have more basirat. We have more knowledge. We have more vision about our relationship with Allah. We know what we're going to do. We know that in this birthday, I will, inshallah, when right now, I will promise my Imam, my beloved Imam, right now, I promise him. You see, you're aware of my heart. I want to be in your path. And I decide right now. I know I have a lot of, I'm talking about myself, by the way, Alhamdulillah, you're good. I have a lot of deficiencies. I know my heart, what's going on, but you know that in my heart, I love you so much. And I want to be with you. You help me to be able to be with you. This is how we want and how we ask. You help me. I can ask him, Ya Imam, please. You know what? I saw that Mercedes. Do something that I have that car. Huh? Oh, that house, you know, I'm waiting for another couple of $100,000. He will give me, probably, if it's good for me. But look at the difference between Dusta and Datta. Ya Imam, I want to be closer to you. I want to know you more. At the time of Pharaoh, when he brought the magician to be against Prophet Musa, they said, what is the reward if we defeat Musa? He said, you will be min al-muqarrabin. You will be close to me. That's the best reward that they will give it to you. You know, in Jannah, in heaven, you have a lot of favors and na'mat, right? Do you know that Allah says, what is one min Allahi akbar? The best of the na'mah that you can find in heaven, more than all the, you know, nice rivers with milk and asal and everything and beautiful everything. And I don't want to describe it, you know, More than better, all the things is what is wanted min Allah, that they are satisfied, that Allah is satisfied with them. I want that. Inshallah, I'll promise tonight, I'll make the ta'ahud, the ahd with my imam, no matter how old I am. And I'm so happy that our youth and young people, they have the tawfiq and opportunity that imam of us, let them be here tonight. He needs you guys. He needs you guys to be in front. And he's proud of you guys. You don't know how much he's proud of you guys. And I want you to know the values, boys and girls, to know your value. Do not sell yourself cheap. You're so expensive. When it comes to marriage, give counseling marriage to youth, to young people. Says, don't sell yourself cheap. You're so expensive. You have some precious values within yourself. You cannot compare it with some other people. Be careful. Allah gave you that power, gave you that value. Be patient. Oh, why I couldn't get married? Allah says you have to wait a little bit to keep your soul pure, but I couldn't get married yet. All my non-Muslim friends, you know. Blah, blah, blah. You're like a gold stone. You know what they do with the gold stone? They put them in the oven. The more precious gold stone is that, the better, the higher quality. They put more in the oven to melt it down to be able to make better jewelries with it. The more it stays in the oven at a certain time, the better that it could get shape. It will be more expensive. Allah wants you to be at this position, to wait and to show it to Allah. If I said, I claim I'm in love with you, I'm showing it in amal, inshallah. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر ومد في عمره الشريف وزين الأرض بطول بقائه واجعلنا من عوانه وأنصاره وشيعته يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم please the barakat of this night, the blessings of this night, يا الله please hasten into the return of our beloved Imam Mahdi inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help us to have the tawfiq, to have the opportunity to be among the true followers of Imam, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help us to have our life closest as possible to the life of Ahlul Bayt and our beloved Imam, inshallah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help our Muslim community, our Shia community, our brothers and sisters, make the best life, the happiest, the best, with the best condition, inshallah, for them. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, help our youth make all the opportunities for their success, inshallah. Help those people who are sick and cure them at this time. Those people who passed away, send the sawab out of this majlis to their soul, inshallah. Rahimallahu man yaqra'u al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.